see how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
You know, though, like other wireless providers say they will cut your bill in half, but who knows what kind of coverage you're going to get.
When you switch to Straight Talk Wireless, you get nationwide coverage on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks and still save on your wireless bill every month.
You get the unlimited plan for just $45 a month. No contracts, no credit checks, no mystery fees.
And get this, with Straight Talk's Bring Your Own Phone plan, you can keep your phone, your number, and even your network when you switch.
Straight Talk Wireless, best phones, best networks, half the cost.
On a sunny Monday, we welcome you into the gym class here on 1600 AM, the historic main gym, and the South Gym, 106.3 FM. KGYM. Sky Unash, alongside Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, Alex Kuhn, our producer. Happy opening day to everybody out there for 2016. Yes, I know there were three baseball games yesterday, but this Monday is quintessential opening day in the world of Major League Baseball. We've got baseball on 107.5 FM, the North Gym right now, the Minnesota Twins. Supposed to be taking on the Baltimore Orioles about 1 hour ago, but they are in the midst of a rain delay right now, and they're hoping to get that game in today, coming up within the next hour or so, and you can catch it on 107.5 FM. We've got the national championship basketball game coming your way tonight. Coverage begins with Westwood 1 at 6:30 this evening, as it'll be tomorrow. It'll be North Carolina taking on Villanova coming up tonight from Houston, and we'll have it for you on KGYM. If the Twins game is still in progress at that time, as soon as it's done, 107.5 FM will switch over to our coverage from Westwood 1, and that will be coming up again tonight beginning at 6:30. What a weekend it was, Mark, and what a week it is. One of the best weeks of the sports calendar, as far as I'm concerned, of each and every year. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. It is a terrific week. You mentioned the baseball openers, three of them yesterday, a bunch more today. Actually, two postponed out on the East Coast, in New York and in Boston. Inclement weather, a lot of snow in Boston. Those two games have been postponed, Houston, New York, Boston, Cleveland, and you mentioned Baltimore, Minnesota, in a rain delay right now. NCAA championship game tonight. I think it's going to be a heck of a game. We'll get Mike Halas's thoughts on the game coming up here in just a few minutes. And, of course, Masters Week. I already tuned into some of the practice sessions and interviews. Zach Johnson was on the stand this morning answering questions. And, it's just a terrific week.
Yeah, it really is a terrific week, and I can't wait for Thursday to get underway. I actually can't wait till tomorrow night, because I will be glued to the Golf Channel coming up tomorrow night, because they will debut 86 tomorrow night, the 30th anniversary of Jack Nicklaus's historic win on that Sunday at Augusta National. Brand new documentary on it, and that's my week right there. I'm getting ready for that.
Looking forward to it. Vern Lundquist's iconic call on Jack Nicklaus's birdie putt on his way to the championship, and should be a terrific show.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun coming up tomorrow. First things first, Mike Halas, the sports columnist for the Cedar Rapids Gazette, will join us. He'll talk about the NCAA championship game tonight. We will talk about the Masters. He's been down there the last several years, the last handful of years. Will not be making the trip down Magnolia Lane this year. And we will talk with Mike about that. We'll talk about the wrestling, which will be coming up this weekend in Iowa City, as the nation's best will try to make the Olympic team coming up this weekend at Carver-Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City. Speaking of that, we have tickets to give away. And I believe most of the tickets are all sold out. So these are a pretty hot commodity right now. We're going to be giving tickets away today and tomorrow to the Olympic wrestling trials at Carver-Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City. So if you don't have them yet, tune in to the gym class and the APC, because we will have tickets to give away. It's also opening week for the Colonels. Thursday, both our programs, the gym class and the Afternoon Players Club, will be live out at Veterans Memorial Stadium, Perfect Game Field. We will be out there coming up on Thursday, and that will be from 3 o'clock until 7 o'clock. And we've got tickets as well for opening day that we're going to be giving away Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday to the game against the Quad City River Bandits.
Another programming note, two of our most popular guests, John Cranton and Mark Ironside, both will appear on Friday this week. Mark usually on Tuesdays, John Cranton usually on Thursdays. Because we're at the Colonels, we're moving John to Friday. So you can look forward to Friday, John Cranton and Mark Ironside on the show.
Yeah, and looking forward to that coming up, talking about the Olympic trials on Friday. Well, first things first here at 8 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock, it's a red-letter day today here on the gym class, or it's predecessor, or as some people like to say, predecessor. It was, believe it or not, on this, not this very date, Mark, but on this date on the sports calendar in 2001, 15 years ago today, that a little old show emanating from a studio that's no longer there downtown in the KCRG Gazette building debuted as the 19th hole with yours truly, with sans you.
I was across the alley at the time.
You were across the alley, yes.
By the way, my office is gone as well.
Is your office gone?
Yeah,
my office is gone as well. And so,
congratulations. Did you have a guest that first show?
Yes, I did.
Who'd you have?
One Mike Halas.
No, you didn't.
Yes.
Really?
First guest ever was Mike Halas from the Metrodome, which is also no longer there in downtown Minneapolis, as he was there covering the NCAA Final Four championship night as Lute Olson's Arizona Wildcats were taking part in that game with Justin Wessel, the Cedar Rapids Prairie product, playing for Arizona. And we debuted in 2001 on the night of the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship.
Well, that show has morphed into the gym class. And
yes,
that's,
it has.
We've been around for I don't know how many years. But
we've been around for, it just started our ninth.
I'll be darned.
Ninth year. So how about that?
Congrats on the anniversary.
Yeah, pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
You will never forget it because it's always on the day of the Final Four, of the final game of the Final Four. So been around for a long time. Thanks to everybody out there for your continued support of the program, Mark and myself and Alex as well, and all the rest of the guys and gals here at KGYM and at KZIA. Could not do it without you. A couple other things to let you know about. We've got the game coming up tonight. We'll get to what happened over the weekend in the world of sports. Mike Halas is going to join us as well. Cal Eldred coming up tomorrow. We'll also have Chuck Uergren is going to be here as well from the Iowa Conference. We're going to talk about Division III week coming up tomorrow. I believe he's going to have a guest or two as well. So that'll be coming up on the Tuesday edition of the show. But also want to let everybody know a couple things. First of all, I had a couple of inquiries on this. Wanted to pass this along. If you are interested in the basketball broadcast from the state tournament, they are all up now, the tournament games and the state tournament games. All the ones that we have and could put up are up there right now. So you can check our website out at kgymradio.com. And also had a lot of people asking about our golf show, our Caddy Smack golf show. When will it be back? And other associated questions. And here is what we're going to do. We're going to do it a little differently this year.
Breaking news.
Going to do Caddy Smack a little differently. It's not going to be on Saturdays this year. We are going to actually incorporate it into the gym class show every other Wednesday for the most part. Starting on April the 13th, Brian Haas will be here in studio with us. We'll have about two-thirds of our show dedicated to golf every 2 weeks. Looking forward to that, and you can call in, ask Brian questions. We'll have great guests, and we'll talk about the latest in the world of golf coming up every couple weeks or so. And it'll be ahead of the majors, I believe. We'll have it every week. So looking forward to that, and that will be starting off on April the 13th. Although, this week we're going to talk to Dr. Dave Johnson on Wednesday and talk a little Masters with him as he will be down at Augusta National.
Yeah, I look forward to Caddy Smack, and every other week
and you're going to be involved.
On Wednesdays, yeah. And it's a fun show to do, and I know it's popular among golfers out there, and I look forward to doing that in the afternoons on Wednesday, every other Wednesday.
Yeah, so couple of news and notes for you. All right, 12 minutes past the hour 3. Michael Oss will join us coming up here in a couple of minutes. We got the NCAA title game coming up tonight, Mark, between North Carolina and Villanova. Marcus Paige going out in style for the North Carolina Tar Heels, a former Linmar star. His final college basketball game will be on the biggest stage there is in the national championship. And best of luck to he. Some very interesting. I think, first of all, there is no doubt, after all the games that have been played, after all the sights, after all the whatever, I think there's no doubt you got the best two teams as far as college basketball is concerned, at least over the last 3 weeks. The way they've played down the stretch in the NCAA tournament, is there a doubt that these are the best two teams left?
Not at this point, I don't think. Villanova has played phenomenally, and I'm having a tough time breaking this one down. North Carolina has played solid as well, and North Carolina is open to 2.5-point favorite, now is a 2-point favorite in Las Vegas, and that just suggests that I think it could go either way, and I think it really could. Villanova is on one of those rolls that teams get on at the end of the season. I mean, that is 60-some point turnaround against Oklahoma. I know that first game was a long time ago. I think it was December, was it not?
Yeah.
The first meeting in which Oklahoma beat Villanova by 20-some, and then just steamrolled the Sooners on Saturday. Just incredible performance.
Couple of pieces.
Made everything.
Yeah, a couple of news and notes here as far as the game tonight is concerned. Here's why I don't think there's any doubt Villanova and North Carolina have been the best two teams down the stretch and in this tournament. They have outscored their opponents by 202 points, 20.2 points per game, which is the largest margin of victory, combined margin of victory for a pair of teams that will meet in the title game in history. That beat by 8 Connecticut and Duke back in 1999. So these two teams, they've not only played well, they've just steamrolled people, including the Iowa Hawkeyes going through there, who, you know, they were just another speed bump as far as Villanova is concerned. And it all culminated with Nova with the rolling of Oklahoma. And I got to say this. I don't go to, again, social quote-unquote media. I hate using that term, and Saturday night was a great example of why it's not social media. It's social networking and social get-together. To have Oklahoma go through what they did socially on Saturday night was just appalling. That's an Oklahoma team that was terrific this year, and they have nothing to hang their head about. And you take a look at Buddy Hield coming back and the other senior starters coming back for that team, and Buddy Hield's roots, and then you just, a guy can hide behind a moniker or a girl can hide behind a moniker on Twitter and just take them down like that is just, it broke my heart Saturday night.
It was one of those games, and Iowa faced it against Villanova as well. Villanova shot it well, did almost everything extremely well, and it was multiplied against Oklahoma. Listen, there's no shame in making the Final Four.
They made the Final Four.
But then got beat by the worst margin in history. One of those games. And as I said, Villanova is on a roll. 319-366-1600, our Guppies on the go text line. When you're on the go, we certainly want to know. Give us a text to that number. That's also our phone line. Alex Kuhn, our producer on duty today. 3680, Nova will win by 10-plus points. Nova is a very special team. You can also weigh in at our poll question today, KGYMradio.com. Which team will win the NCAA tourney in Houston tonight? North Carolina or Villanova? Thanks to Emil Zidaway.
Go ahead and vote. These two teams, this is the seventh time that they are going to meet in NCAA tournament history. Second most between any two teams. Do you know which teams have met the most in NCAA basketball tournament history, Mark? You can probably get one of the teams. I doubt if you can get the other team. One of them's a blue blood.
Duke?
No.
Kentucky?
Kentucky, okay. Yes. Kentucky and this other team have met 10 times, and the other team owns a 6-4 lead in the series. I think 1977, national champions. led by coach later turned broadcaster. I'm giving it away.
In Indiana?
No. No, it wasn't Bob Knight. Another coach turned broadcaster who coached here in Cedar Rapids and an all-star game against Billy Packer.
McGuire?
Al McGuire. Marquette.
Wow.
Marquette and Kentucky have met 10 times, and North Carolina and Villanova will meet for the seventh time tonight, and North Carolina owning a 5-1 edge. The only time Villanova has won was back in 1985 on their run to the national championship. How about that? So there you go. A little bit of news and notes about the game tonight.
Scott Unash bringing history to
Thank
the table
you.
Today. Yeah.
Thank you. And we'll talk with Mike Halas about that coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Besides basketball this weekend, real quick, I know we talked about it, and yeah, I know we're golf fans, but it was a heck of a story this weekend with one of the journeymen out there, coming up roses. And it was just a really, really neat story about Jim Herman.
Listen, the guy's 38 years old and has just barely over 100 PGA Tour events under his belt, and never had held the 54-hole lead, which he did. And he had to stare down some of the game's greats. Henrik Stenson, Dustin Johnson, right on down the line, Justin Spieth early on in the round. And yet he held it together and played beautifully down the stretch. And it's what I got a kick out of one of the NBC announcers noting that Herman's favorite movie was Tin Cup. And his Tin Cup.
This guy was Tin Cup.
It really reminded you of that. This guy who didn't necessarily come off a driving range, but came through the toils of mini tours and web.com and just gotten on the tour only recently. It was a heck of a story.
It really barely got through his interview after the round yesterday with NBC, and during his news conference afterwards, hardly could get through it. I mean, they told him, "You're going to the Masters. You gotta go right from Houston to Augusta." And as a 38-year-old journeyman like that, that's pretty amazing stuff. Pretty amazing stuff, right? Pretty powerful. And that's the pull of Augusta.
If he never does anything in his life again, he'll have that day.
Yeah.
And that tournament.
So that was pretty darn good. Pretty darn good. Twins and the Orioles, they are on, and they're looking at a 3:45 start time. So that'll be on continuing on 107.5 FM KGYM as we bring you the opener and the home opener in the afternoon. And we got the rest of the games this week. Go to KGYMradio.com and check out our broadcast schedule. We need to take a break. Come back. Mike Halas, our friend from the Cedar Rapids Gazette, will join us, and we will talk about the championship game coming up tonight, opening day. We'll talk about Olympic wrestling coming up over the weekend.
UNASH's first broadcast.
That may come up, and the Masters as well. All that here on the Monday edition of the Gym Class, coming away from our studios here in Cedar Rapids and 1600 AM and 106.3 FM KGYM.
Well, it happened. You were in a car accident. Everyone's okay, but you're thinking, now what? Get your vehicle to Bob Mickey Collision Center. They know it's your car and your choice. That's why they work with all insurance companies, and they guarantee all the repairs they do. So after an accident, you worry about you, and let Bob Mickey Collision Center take care of your car. It's your car. It's your choice. Choose Bob Mickey Collision Center, 4813 Center Point Road in Cedar Rapids, 393-3226. Bob Mickey Collision Center.
At the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports, like you, with KGYM's Community MVP.
So if your nonprofit group is holding an event to help folks around here, let us know.
Just go to KGYMradio.com, click on Community MVP, and give us all the details.
Because you deserve most valuable player status for doing something great.
And we want to help you get the word out.
KGYM's Community MVP, brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank.
Drunk driving is one of America's most often committed and deadliest crimes. Each year, nearly 10,000 people die on the road due to drunk driving. In order to stop this deadly epidemic, cops are cracking down. Police officers are aggressively looking for drunk drivers and will arrest anyone caught driving drunk. They'll see you before you see them. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
Back at 3:22, we mentioned that we have tickets to opening day for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. We're going to be out there broadcasting live on the concourse. We invite you to stop by, say hi, as we'll be out there starting at 3 o'clock coming up on Thursday afternoon. With that in mind, we got a pair of tickets to give away to see the Colonels and the Quad Cities coming up on Thursday night. The River Bandits will be in town to open up the 2016 campaign, and we're going to give you a chance to win those tickets right now. We're going to give them to caller number 6. Caller number 6 at 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. Alex will get your information, and you will be off to the ballpark to cheer on the Colonels coming up on Thursday night.
There are lots of things you can spend your tax refund on, but one thing you don't have to spend it on? A new smartphone. Switch to MetroPCS now and get not one, but two free 4G LTE smartphones for brands like Samsung and LG. Plus, you're on T-Mobile's blazing fast nationwide 4G LTE network. Hurry, switch to MetroPCS and get two free smartphones after instant rebate. One heck of a deal, only at MetroPCS. Limited time offer. Sales tax not included in phone price. Coverage and services not available everywhere. See store for details and terms and conditions.
You'll probably find them either on the golf course or at the bowling alley. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, The Gym Class on KGYM.
Back with you here at 3:24. We're going to talk to Mike Halas coming up here in just a couple of moments, soon as Alex Kuhn gets all the information from our winner. And thanks to everybody for calling in. We do appreciate that. We've got tickets to the Olympic Wrestling Trials at Carver Hawkeye Arena this weekend at coming up Saturday and Sunday. We're going to talk about that on Friday with Mark Ironside, our wrestling correspondent, and just some great, great matchups and some great weight classes all up and down the line at Carver coming up over the weekend. It's going to be very exciting, going to be a lot of fun, and we will talk with Mark about that, and we'll talk with Mike coming up in just a couple of minutes about that as well.
There are single-day tickets. The University of Iowa has announced single-day and single-session tickets for the Olympic wrestling team trials this weekend. Single-day tickets are $45 for adults, $35 for youth 18 or younger. Single-day tickets gain the ticket holder admission to two sessions of wrestling on one particular day. That's either Saturday or Sunday. Single-session tickets are $30 for adults, $25 for youth. So you can get in contact you can purchase those tickets at iowacitytorio.com or phone 1-800-IA-HAWKS or listen to this program today and tomorrow.
And the APC as well.
Yes, indeed.
They will have tickets. Brent from Coralville is our winner. He's going to be attending the Colonel's opener coming up on Thursday night, and we'll be out there as well. Say hi, Brent. Stop on by, and thank you very much for calling in. Thank you very much for listening into the program as well. We've got coverage of the national championship coming up tonight for you at 6:30. Twins baseball, they are looking at about 19 minutes or so getting that one underway. They did not warm up the starters. Irvin Santana is going to be starting, coming up for the Minnesota Twins today. And
Tillman on the hill for the Orioles.
Yes. Also, the Reds are going to be starting off today. You remember the days when the Reds were the traditional opener?
Certainly do.
In the world of Major League Baseball, they are at home, and they are underway with the Philadelphia Phillies. And Scott Schebler on the team, but is not in the starting lineup today, correct?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Thought he would be, but he is not. He's going to be platooning, the way it sounds, out in left field for the Cincinnati Reds. So best of luck to him and everybody in professional baseball as that gets underway today. 3:26, Mike Halas set to join us right now. You hear him on Mondays right here on KGYM. He is the sports columnist for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Follow his stuff on Twitter at Halas, and you can also follow all his writing at thegazette.com. Happy opening day. Happy national championship game to you, Mike. Do you remember what you were doing at about this time 15 years ago?
Well, I wouldn't if I hadn't caught the top of your show. Happy anniversary, man.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You were number one. It didn't get much better than that, did it?
For who? Not for you.
Both of us. No.
That took me back. I can't say I remember it too well, but I do remember being up there. In fact, when I got home from that Final Four, I got out of sports writing for about 3 months. I had just had enough. I was really turned off by the by some things, and that Final Four was just sort of represented a lot of things that I wasn't too enamored with, and I just needed a break from it. So I worked in the newsroom for 3 months, and after 3 months in the newsroom, I said, you know, that sports writing is a pretty good gig, and I haven't had any such feelings ever since.
God, I didn't remember that until you brought it up. I wasn't very happy about that.
No one would, but the thing is, it's a big night. It is a big night because we could have somebody, as you may be aware, from the Cedar Rapids Marion area who's the point guard for the national champions, and that has never happened in my career.
No.
Well, 15 years ago, Mike, Justin Wessel from Prairie was on that team. I don't remember whether that was his redshirt freshman year or a couple years later down the road, but I think he appeared in two Final Fours.
Yeah.
And one Final Four and was a redshirt freshman in the other.
Yeah. And what I my happy memory of that was meeting Bill Walton, who was up there for that. And for people who watch and listen to Bill Walton, in my one meeting with him, I will say I became a lifelong fan because a nicer person you could not meet.
Yeah, and like I said, the studio's gone, the Metrodome's gone.
Yeah.
So there's not a lot of left about that night except just...
Downtown Minneapolis is still there, fortunately, but... Yeah, I mean, that's how fast things change. I mean, my gosh.
Yeah. Well,
but you know what? Some of the same teams are still showing up at these Final Fours, and North Carolina is one of them. But Villanova is a fresh face, and I find it to be an unusually compelling title matchup.
To clarify, that was Justin Wessel's senior year. Mike, yeah, we talked about Villanova and North Carolina, just Scott pointing out some statistics about how these two teams have just steamrolled the opponents, and Iowa got a up-close and personal look at that. Having said that, how do you break down the game tonight? Who do you like?
I don't know. I don't have a favorite.
Yeah, it's tough.
Because they're both playing so well. I mean, I watched Villanova in the first game, and you say to yourselves, well, that is a machine. Nobody's going to touch them. But if you've watched Carolina throughout the entire tournament, it's the same story. You know, I mean, they just tore apart Indiana, which is a very good team. They systematically took out Syracuse, which was playing really good ball. And, both teams, I think, have eight players that can hurt you. I saw Villanova against North Carolina Asheville in the opener in Brooklyn before the Iowa played Temple. And it's like, okay, there's the eyeball test. You saw right away, that's a special team. Well, a lot can change. I mean, that was just one game, and you say, well, the opponent's not that great. You can tell. And I sat right behind Jay Wright, their coach. I'd never seen him coach in person, and this is a guy who makes every second count. I mean, you can just see part of the reason why they're so good, it's because his mind is constantly working, and it's not wasted motion. It is the cat and mouse game. I think it'd be hard for us to find a guy better than him. So I'm biased having seen them play in person twice, and what a killer they were. But you watch Carolina on TV, and it's no different.
I don't think there's any doubt these are the best two teams throughout the tournament. I mean, they're winning each game by a margin of 20.2 points per game, I think it is, something like that, as far as the combination of Villanova and North Carolina. You mentioned Marcus Paige. Great way for him to go out. There's no better way to go out.
No.
last college game, and you got the world watching you on this one.
And in the second half Saturday against Syracuse, he was good. I mean, he was really good, just like he's been throughout the tournament. The first half sort of, I don't know if it was jitters or if it was the shooting background or what, but he wasn't on. But his team was doing all right. But in the second half, it was like, okay, once again in the second half, Paige is sort of controlling things. And that touch pass he made for a gimme was one of the most beautiful things in the whole tournament, I thought. It was one of those things you watch five times in a row on the internet, and each time you see it, you're a little more, you know, you kind of giggle. That's just too good. And he was hitting shots.
I hope this is a heck of a game because, Mike, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong or you have a different feeling, that those first two rounds were more exciting and more dramatic than what's happened since.
Yeah, to me that's usually the case. I'm one of the poor slobs who every year I hope I see Stephen F. Austin win the national championship, you know. And we got so close with Butler 2 years in a row, especially the first year. But, you know, Villanova, they're in the Big East, and the Big East isn't the old Big East.
No.
And to me, this would be a great story if Villanova won, because a team from the Big East, this is a conference of Butler and Xavier and Creighton. These aren't the biggest of the big. You know, Villanova's a private school in Philadelphia. And so it would be kind of neat for a team from that conference to win it. But then, you know, when you got somebody from our own backyard, I can afford to say this, I think. I want to see Marcus Paige come home with the championship. I think that'd be a heck of a thing, and it would just add to Cedar Rapids-Marion sports history.
Yeah, it would. And you talk about Villanova, it would be the second longest between championships. 31 years. Everyone remembers the last time they won it in 1985, and then you remember even more, I think, beating Georgetown, and then a couple years later, all the background came out of Villanova. Nothing like that this year, but it's not one of the Power Five conferences. Everyone knows the Big East, but like you said, this is, you know, it's not like the Big Ten or the Big 12 or the ACC winning a national championship.
No. And, you know, North Carolina could have the hammer dropped on it pretty severely here pretty soon. You're talking about, you know, NCAA business. So, I gotta, you know, fortunately, our local guy, Paige, is, we know he's not involved in any of that. He's got the academic honors to show off if he were the kind of person to show off. But what North Carolina's got is it's about a 2 decades long string of accusations that aren't too great. So it might behoove the NCAA if Villanova won tonight.
Before we leave basketball, Mike, we have a question on our text line from 5615. Does Mike
5615 all the time with 5615? Who is that?
A loyal listener.
Does Mike think we should be worried about the recent transfers from the Iowa basketball team? I mean, that makes 6, possibly 7 people to replace.
Well, if you're worried about them in Iowa, then you're probably worried about them at 300 other schools.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's just the way it is. I think the Big Ten is up to 13 or 14 right now, and there's still time for that number to go up. Ohio State, I think, is losing 4 guys. I could be wrong on that, but it's more than Iowa. And players who I think that they had higher hopes for. It's just what happens in college basketball now. And I'm not going to besmirch either of the 2 guys who left. I hope they go wherever they go and become all Americans. But it's not like, say, if Ahmad Wagner, who played a lot last year, up and left. You're talking about, you can just tell that Iowa doesn't sound like it's going to miss a beat. You miss on some of these guys. You just do. And they brought in 5 guys last year, 2 of them leave. You know what? You could almost set your watch by that a year ago. And when they're recruited, it's like, oh, the wonders of these kids. And then a year later, when 1 or 2 transfer, it's like, yeah, they weren't that good anyway. So they come and go. It's everywhere. It really is everywhere. And I don't think it's anything to sweat.
Well, I don't know what guard thought they were going to come in and set the house on fire and get 30 minutes a game with Gasell and Clemens back last season. So, yeah. You know, whether
well,
it
was, and you don't know.
Yeah. You don't
know what other factors are going into it. Maybe it's just I don't really care for this place. I don't care for this coach. I've become more realistic, and I don't see myself being a standout here, and maybe I should go someplace a little smaller. We don't know.
Well, you can't say as well that, well, this guy is penciled in for 5 points next year. Because people get better. Some regress a little bit.
Yeah.
You don't know how it's going to be. I had a guy this weekend ask me about Christian Williams. Do you think he's going to be able to step in, or should Iowa use one of those scholarships to get a point guard out of the junior college ranks or somewhere like that next year? And I said, I don't know. I really don't know. I think Williams got some valuable minutes at the end of the year. Don't sleep on Bohannon. I think they're going to be okay. But who knows?
I like your answer, Scott. It's an answer that more media people should give more often. I don't know. We don't know. I mean, after Anthony Clemens' sophomore year, did you say that's going to be an instrumental player in an NCAA tournament team for Iowa? No. People would have said, what are you talking about? What are you seeing? You know, after Jared Utoff's first season at Iowa, would you have said third-team All-American? No, you would not.
No.
It's one of the things I enjoy most about this racket is that a lot of things in life are kind of predictable, you know. Sports isn't. Sports is not. And one of the most fun things about it is every year in football, basketball, whatever, there are stories that you could not possibly have seen coming.
March 31st tweet from Michael Oss. Just once, I'd like to read a prepared statement from a transferring player saying, I made a bad choice and I can't wait to get out of here. Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. I love the prepared statement because.
We wish him well.
Well, I just think that maybe sometimes those players aren't the ones who are preparing those statements. That maybe they had a little bit of help from somebody in the athletic office.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe somebody, you know, twisted a word here and there to make the school sound a little bit better.
You think that might happen?
I think it might. And also, as somebody pointed out to me after I tweeted that, just once I'd like to hear a coach say, you know, we didn't recruit all that well last year. I was never too sold on this class, but, you know, et cetera.
Full disclosure on the text line, Mike. 5615, thy name is David from North Liberty.
Oh, well, David asked some good questions, so I'm not ridiculing him. He's just very busy.
Yeah, and good for David. Thank you for listening.
I'm actually near North Liberty right now. I'm driving home from, they had a get-together for reporters with this wrestling business and some of the guys from the Hawkeye Wrestling Club today, and so I thought it was the prudent thing to pull off the road.
Well, that's a good place to go next. That is going to be a huge event coming up this weekend at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Obviously, anytime you send an Olympic team, it is a huge event, but then you put it together with wrestling here in the cradle of wrestling in the state of Iowa, in Iowa City at Carver Hawkeye Arena. This thing is huge, whether it's former Hawkeyes, former Cyclones, whatever the case may be. This is going to be a big, big event around here this Saturday and Sunday.
Yes, and the one 4 years ago I thought was exceptionally run. I thought it was the one thing that was. There were two disappointments. Number one was the rules of international wrestling was really a turnoff for the fans who are accustomed to the NCAA version, what they call folk style. And secondly, none of the former Hawkeyes got through to the Olympic team. Well, they fixed the first one. The rules are much better. And I think that people will be more enamored with them. There's more scoring. There's more of a reward for aggression. The second part might change, too, because Iowa's got two guys who are seated first at their weights in Brent Metcalf and Tony Ramos, and then there's another one who's third, Daniel Dennis, and all three of them are potential Olympians. And to see an Iowa guy make the Olympic team in Iowa City, I think would just be an explosion of emotion in that building and be very memorable for whoever's there.
I think one problem, though, Mike, and something that's pretty odd, is that Metcalf's weight is not qualified for the Olympics, meaning he can make the team, but then he has to go. I think Mark Ironside explained there's a couple more events, one abroad, one not, where he has to finish in the top two or three to even qualify that weight.
Yeah, and you're asking the wrong person to explain that. I know Mark can explain it, but my understanding is that if Metcalf wins down here, he's got a pretty strong chance.
Mm.
So, but it's wrestling and nothing's guaranteed. What he's got to worry about is just winning, because his weight class is loaded with people who,
yeah,
who've done great things on the international stage.
I mean, you take the NCAA championships, which is a big thing, and if you just funnel in, and I know all the champions this year are eligible to come to the Olympics, Olympic trials, I should say, and then you just put, you start piling former champions on top of one another in less weight classes. That's what we have this weekend. I mean, this is just a star-studded affair.
Well, this is an example. At one of the upper weights, Jake Varner wrestled at Iowa State. He was the Olympic champion at his weight in 2012. He seated below Kyle Snyder, who was the NCAA champion a couple of weeks ago in New York, who was the world champion last year.
Yeah.
You know, the Olympic gold medalist is an underdog in this thing. That, I mean, that illustrates what you just said better than anything else I can think of.
Yeah. Finally, we have the Masters this week. I know that you will not be driving down Magnolia Lane this year, but...
I never have.
You never driven down Magnolia Lane, huh?
They sort of reserve that for people who, how should I put this, belong there?
maybe you could have snagged a ride or something. And
I might have walked down 5 or 10 yards before one of the Pinkertons gave me, you know, the look like, okay, that's enough.
Yeah, and they don't give you the second look.
the second look is usually you never step foot in the city again.
Nope. That's all they need to do is say, no. Can you hand me your badge, please?
I'm rooting for Jim Herman this week. I don't know about anybody else.
I know Mike is. but it'd be this is a star-studded field, obviously. About as wide open, I think, of Masters going in as we've had in a long, long time. You could list 12 guys, and they each have a legitimate chance to wear the green jacket Sunday night.
Well, yeah, and look at some of the winners we've seen in the last decade. Starting with Zach Johnson. Trevor Immelman, okay, didn't see that one coming. Angel Cabrera and Charles Schwartzel. But the last few years, it's been marquee names. Bubba Watsons and Adam Scott. Last year, Jordan Spieth. And I think that if you took Spieth and McIlroy and Jason Day against the whole rest of the field, it'd probably be even money, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Maybe. I like Spieth again. I know that people never repeat, or they haven't since Tiger, 12, 13, 14 years ago. Yesterday he looked like he wasn't tired. He looked like I'm getting ready to go back to Augusta. That's what he looked like to me. The feelings were good. Jason Day has just been a knockout. Bubba Watson's been like the San Francisco Giants. He wins every other year lately. So this is his year again. I don't know. I just know it's going to be different for me. Mm. It's the first time in 10 years I haven't gone, and I'm going to utilize Masters.com Thursday and Friday. If you see me in the office, I'll look closer because I'm not working.
What are you going to miss most about not being there, Mike?
what I'll miss most about not being there is it means that I'm not here. No, the weather. God. Oh, man. Yesterday was a cruel tease. But down there, you almost know. You almost know it's going to be great weather. The year Zach Johnson won, it was miserable weather. I don't think there's been too many days since then that weren't perfect. I don't get wrapped up in a lot of that fal de ral. God, where do you start? You know, the Cathedral of Pines and this and that and this and that. I mean, all right, but it is a golf course, you know. I mean, I've touched the grass and I've drank the water down there and I didn't start levitating. I better watch what I'm saying. They'll never let me come back.
That's right. Don't pull a McCord
Gary
here.
McCord.
But I mean, what I like the best about it is the tournament. I like Sunday. I don't just like the back nine on Sunday. I like the whole 18 holes on Sunday because it's almost a sure thing something memorable is going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Were you as much into golf in 86? And by the way, that show airs tomorrow, 86.
No, but I remember being sucked into it. Jack Nicklaus being that old and playing that brilliantly, it was one of the, if you like sports, I don't understand people who call themselves sports fans, but just limit it to a couple of sports, you know? Look, if you like, to me, being a sports fan is you like great stories. You like elite competitors. I don't care if it's golf, hockey, baseball, whatever it is. If it's a great story, it's a great story. And they still talk about it 30 years later, what Nicklaus did. So, I mean, that means that it was something completely extraordinary. The first Masters I was at, 2005, Tiger made that chip at 16 on Sunday. Well, it's 11 years later, and how many people who watch that can remember it so clearly in their minds 11 years later?
Chris DeMarco can. Chris DeMarco can.
Yeah, so you might see something like that Sunday.
You never know. You never know. And maybe we're talking about Zach's third major coming up next Monday. I don't know.
Well, he's playing well.
Yes, he is. Playing very, very well heading into Augusta. Hey, Mike, appreciate it as always. So we'll read your stuff at thegazette.com and on Twitter at Halas. And we will have a lot to talk about coming up next Monday once again.
All right.
Thanks, Mike.
Okay.
3:50 here on the Monday edition of the program. We're going to take a break, and as we head to break, and one of the things we talked about with Mike, the U.S. Wrestling Olympic Trials as they return to Carver-Hawkeye Arena Saturday and Sunday, and thanks to all our great friends at the Eastern Iowa Airport, we have your chance to score some tickets, and that is the road to 2016 Rio de Janeiro Summer Games. And we have your tickets courtesy of the Eastern Iowa Airport.
It's a one-day pass, or do you know?
Alex has the details, okay. And you can check out KGYMradio.com for details.
Perfect.
On that. So we're going to give those away coming up right now. One of our pair of tickets or tickets to see the wrestling trials coming up this weekend in Iowa City at Carver-Hawkeye Arena. Caller, we're going to go with lucky number 7. Lucky number 7 at 319-366-1600. You will pick up the wrestling tickets, and they, I believe, must be picked up here at the station. Is that right, Alex? Yes, at the station right here. So keep that in mind if you're calling in from our outlying areas. 319-366-1600. Back with more after this.
Hey, Dad, wouldn't you rather be watching the game? I know you want to try and fix the drip in the sink, but you've been doing that for, like, a week. Don't you think it's time to call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing?
Don't waste your precious time messing with plumbing problems. Call Benjamin Franklin, the punctual plumber. They'll take care of everything, and you won't miss the things that matter.
Dad, call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, okay? We'll cheer on the team together and have lots more fun.
Call 888-867-5309.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels are back, and it's opening day, Thursday, April 7th. Fresh popcorn will be popped, jumbo hot dogs grilled, and beverages ice cold for another great season. Fans can enjoy our Thirsty Thursday specials of $2 12-ounce regular beers and 20-ounce soda and bottled water during the game. Be sure to get a free 2016 magnet schedule, sponsored by Wells Fargo. And don't forget our flat-screen TV giveaway, sponsored by First Federal Credit Union. Get your tickets now by visiting colonels.com.
You know what I hate, Greeny?
Tell me.
When you think you're getting a great player with a number one draft pick and he can't deliver on the field.
Right.
And he turns out to be a bum going out all the time.
Taking selfies at bars.
It's the same way with wireless phone plans.
Wait, what?
You think you're getting some great deal with one of these low-cost plans, but then you end up having to pay more to get the high-speed data you need.
Gotta have high-speed data.
Yep, and on top of that, you find out you're on some cut-rate network. Straight Talk Wireless is different. Their unlimited plan is just $45 a month, and you get nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
$45 a month, wow.
So the only question is, why haven't you switched to Straight Talk Wireless, Greeny?
I gotta go.
But we're still on the air.
Straight Talk Wireless. Best phones, best networks, half the cost. To get 4G LTE speed, you must have a 4G LTE capable device and 4G LTE SIM. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. LTE is a trademark of ETSI. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
Welcome to Burger King.
You guys doing Philly cheese on a 2-for-5 now?
Yeah, it's the new flame-grilled extra-long Philly cheeseburger.
These like the ones I get down ashore?
Better. Ours have two flame-grilled patties served side-by-side, topped with onions, cheese, and a cheesy sauce. Just 2 for $5.
$2 for $5? Beautiful.
Me or the sandwich?
Huh?
Get the new extra-long Philly cheeseburger at Burger King. Now just 2 for $5. Or mix and match with the original chicken sandwich, part of the 2 for $5 deal, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Two hosts born and raised in Eastern Iowa, talking Eastern Iowa sports. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class. KGYM.
At 3:55, we welcome you back in and say congratulations to Steven in Mechanicsville out in Cedar County for winning the tickets to the Olympic trials coming up this weekend. And have a great time down there. We're going to talk more about that, especially on Friday when we're down at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City for the KGYM road trip down there. Mark Ironside will be one of our guests along with John Cranton. He will join us coming up on Friday. Want to let you know as well, before we close up shop today, want to remind you about our sister station, Z102.9, and the Schulte and Swan Prom, presented by Thomas L. Cardella and Associates. It's going to be Saturday, April 16th, and that will be at the Doubletree by Hilton Convention Complex in downtown Cedar Rapids. Tickets are on sale now. A couple locations you can pick those up include Hertine & Stocker Jewelers, Dubuque Street on the Ped Mall in Iowa City, and Elevate Salon & Spa inside Lindale Mall and Edgewood Station Southwest. Tickets are $20 only. Are $20 cash only. I don't know what racket Schulte and Swan and Claire are running here, but cash only. And it'd be a great thing for your significant other out there on April the 16th.
Five games underway in Major League Baseball. The Twins and Baltimore are underway at Camden Yards. That game in the top of the first inning. Bryce Harper has homered for the Washington Nationals for the fourth time in his career. Giants ahead of Milwaukee 7-3. Seattle up 2-0. On Texas. Philadelphia, a 2-1 leader over Cincinnati in the second. Games in New York and Boston postponed today by weather.
And they are underway, Minnesota and Baltimore. That is on 107.5 FM. And again, we will have coverage of the NCAA basketball championships coming your way tonight right here on KGYM beginning at 6:30. And we got about a minute to go here. Mark, your thoughts and who's your winner tonight?
I just think Villanova has the hot hand. I'm with Michael Loss. I'd love to see local product Marcus Page bring back the hardware, bring back a little bit of that net. It's just so hard to pick a winner. But if feet were through the fire, I'm going to go with a hot team, and that's Villanova.
I'm going with Marcus. I think he's going to bring home the hardware. And maybe he'll bring it with him, the national championship trophy on April 16th, when he and the ACC touring team will be out at Linmar High School on that Saturday night. So I think Marcus is going to go out in a blaze of glory tonight.
That would be very cool. You can weigh in on the poll question today at KGYMradio.com and select the winner of tonight's game.
All right. That's going to wrap things up here in the program. APC coming your way next here on KGYM.
My ride was sketchy, so I went to DePaco.com for a new car loan and got the green light on a hot rate with cool terms. When I rolled in to finalize the deal, this guy named Kurt suggested a money makeover. He showed me how I could pay DePaco a lot less in interest by taking half my monthly